This is Radio Nepal. I am T. K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Pawdel issues ordinance to amend some Nepal acts. However, returns ordinance on Constitutional Council first amendment to the Council of Ministers for reconsideration. Rashtriya Swatantra Party urges government to ensure shelter, food and basic needs for citizens displaced from enclosed structures. And Iran pressures for end to war with US within 30 days, as Trump says will review 14-point proposal. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pawdel today issued an ordinance to amend some Nepal acts. According to the spokesperson of the Office of the President, Ritesh Kumar Sakye, President Pawdel issued the ordinance on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. On Saturday alone, President authenticated ordinance to amend some Nepal acts related to health science institutions, ordinance on special provisions regarding the dismissal of public officials, and the ordinance to amend some Nepal acts related to universities. Earlier, ordinances related to cooperatives, public procurement, and anti-money laundering were also issued. With this, the number of ordinances recently issued by the President has reached 7. However, President Pawdel has returned the ordinance on Constitutional Council works, duties, rights and procedures, first amendment to the Council of Ministers for consideration. In a statement issued by the Office of the President today, the ordinance was sent back to the Council of Ministers for reconsideration of its contents. The office bearers in different agencies of the government receiving political appointments before March 26th this year have been relieved of their post following the issuance of the ordinance on special provisions related to the termination of public office bearers. The Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs made public the ordinance today, which states that those office bearers will be relieved of their posts automatically after the commencement of the ordinance, whatever conditions, facilities and terms determined in the appointment of public office bearers. Secretary of the concerned ministry or a designated official will issue a notice about the termination of political appointees. President of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Ravi Lamisane, has told the industrialists and business persons that there was no point in getting harassed or panicked while involving in fair businesses. At a discussion with representatives of private entities, including the Federation of Nepali Chamber of Commerce and Industry, in Kathmandu today, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party president urges them not to cast doubt on activities of his party and the government it has led. However, he made it clear that the government had to emerge tough against the business persons and elements who have held hostages of national economy. The Ministry of Urban Development has urged citizens who were left out during the process to shift squatters from vulnerable settlements along the Bagmati River banks and its tributary river banks to approach to the government authority without delay. Those in need of assistance, particularly individuals presently stranded or uncertain about their situation, are requested to visit Dasarath Stadium at Tripureswar, which has been designated as the primary registration center. The ministry is collecting digital records of landless people for their verification and plans to manage them through a designated holding centers. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has urged the government to ensure proper housing, food, healthcare and other basic needs for citizens displaced from enclosed structures and informal settlements by the end of the Nepali month Chaitra this year. At a secretariat meeting held today at the party central office in Banasthali, party spokesperson Manish Jha said that until a legally empowered authority is formed and a proper record of landless squatters is collected, the government should halt further demolitions of houses and structures, except for those already acquired or falling under the jurisdiction of local governments. Spokespersons have said that the structures and informal settlements align with its election rather manifesto. The party has also urged the government to relocate affected people into safe and well-managed housing, taking their life conditions into account. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekesa.
Karma TV, henus, internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data, chalaunus, sajilota, ekesa.
Fiber Internet, fibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kurama bharma. Nepal Telecom ko Fiber Internet. नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Dr. Vikram Timal Sinha, says strengthening good governance, transparency and public trust is not possible in the absence of a free press. In his message of best wishes on the occasion of World Press Freedom Day today, Minister Timal Sinha described a free, impartial and responsible press as a fundamental pillar of democracy, highlighting its vital role in ensuring public accountability. Coordinator of the Nepali Communist Party and former Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says the country is yet to realize the dreams of revolution. At a program organized in Rukum West today, he underscored the urgency of communist unity to fulfill the dream of revolution. He claimed that they have not given up socialism and that the MCP merger aims to advance it while bringing remaining communist factions together to strengthen unity. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international updates. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps says it set a deadline for the U.S. military to end its blockade efforts, adding President Trump must choose between an impossible military operation or a bad deal. Al Jazeera cited Trump as saying that he will soon be reviewing the plan Iran has just sent to them. Trump has expressed a doubt that the new plan will lead to a deal as the two sides have escalated rhetoric. At least 9 persons, including a child and 4 women, were killed and nearly 20 others injured early Sunday morning in a massive fire that broke out inside a multi-story house in Delhi after a powerful blast in the air conditioner. The Xinhua News Agency cited the Delhi police as confirming the incident that occurred in the Vivek Bihar area of East Delhi when the victims were asleep. The police said that the fire engulfed the whole house within a few minutes. All 9 bodies had been recovered from the different parts of the ill-fated house. Those injured were admitted to a local hospital. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Weather Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. There is a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall with thunder, lightning and windstorm at some places in Kusi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and at 1 or 2 places in Karnali and Sudur Pashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Porel issues ordinance to amend some Nepal acts. However, returns ordinance on Constitutional Council first amendment to the Council of Ministers for reconsideration. Rashtriya Swatantra Party urges government to ensure shelter, food and basic needs for citizens displaced from enclosed structures. And Iran pressures for end to war with US within 30 days, as Trump says will review 14-point proposal. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this help, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.